The new sun-filled atrium of Hoosick Valley Regional Middle and High School is now home to a LEED Gold certification plaque. LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. Francis Waterman was co-chair of the district's building committee, overseeing the five-year, $40 million project.
We actually built this school for like $185 a square foot, give or take a couple dollars. And the average school was costing about $250 to $275 a square foot. So we did a major renovation project, the cheapest in the state. Not only did we do that, but we attained LEED Gold certification.
The project reduced the school's water use by nearly 35%, lowered energy consumption by 38%, and placed a solar panel array generating roughly 500 kilowatt hours of power on site. Democratic State Senator Ben Downing joined the celebration.
We're not only doing the right thing by the environment and future generations, we're also doing the right thing by the economy here today.
The school also placed solar panels on parking lot lamps, designated parking for energy-efficient cars, and installed automatic lights and faucets. Downing says a recent power outage that left nearly 20,000 people in the dark emphasized just how sustainable the school is.
Folks were driving by and seeing that the power was on here at the building because of the electricity that had been provided by the panels. And all of a sudden, there's a different conversation going on in the community. Well, we knew they were good. We knew they might save us a few dollars here and there. We didn't realize that they were more resilient.
The school received high marks for using project improvements as educational tools. Tom Corrigan teaches alternative energy at Hoosick Valley.
Our students here, we study the solar array out front. We look at the website daily to see how much energy it's actually being produced. We look at all forms of alternative energy. We do solar design, passive solar design, how you should orientate your house, how you should make the most out of what's around you.
Senior Ian Hill is one of Corrigan's students.
I think it's run, honestly, like 36,000 gallons of oil that we saved. We have a tracker on our website, and it's like, if we had this much energy and we put this into an electric car, that's how much gas those cars would use. So those are pretty astronomical numbers, but the school is rather large. And you just see different things that you don't even see. We talk about you seeing the solar panels. It's the rainwater collecting for the toilets, and that most students don't even know about that, but it's just all those little things.
Democratic State Representative Gail Ann Caridi says what the nearly 680 students are able to learn just from being in the energy-efficient building will be the real impact.
It's not only going to teach the students that we have here today, but we'll teach thousands of others as we go along in the next decades, and we'll not only teach them and open them up to a new life of different possibilities for jobs, but it will also lead to talking with their families, their friends, their neighbors. It will open up entirely new aspects to our community here.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.